I mean, the first question I got when I announced was, what are you going to do if the Working Families Party runs against Cuomo? And I said they should. He's the opposite of their platform. And then I said, in fact, they should nominate me and we have a united fight. After getting permission from the State Green Party, because I couldn't just do that on my own, we sent them a letter to their executive board members. They did not respond. But we're appealing to the rank and file who are upset with Cuomo. Yes, we want unity on the progressive side of things, and we're working to build that. The difference between us and Working Families on the long-term strategy is they want to elect more Democrats. We want to elect independent progressives. But we agree on some of the policy issues, and even if we have different electoral strategies, we should work together on issues like raising the minimum wage. So, you know, we're open to working where we agree, for sure.
So do you feel a little burned that the Working Families didn't more seriously have that conversation with you?
A little bit disappointed, but I'm not surprised. But the door is still open. I mean, I was thinking of some people that I'm going to try to communicate with more on the leadership level, just to see if, you know, now that the die is cast and they've lost their leverage inside the Democratic Working Families Coalition and Cuomo has all the cards, and maybe they'll see that, you know, if we get support, it puts pressure on Cuomo to move. I think it'd be fruitful to have those discussions.